Welcome back to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm really pleased to have with me once again Jean Martineau. He's the president and CEO of DynaCore Gold Mines. DynaCore Gold Mines is currently a sponsor of this show, and it has been a recommendation in my newsletter dating back to August 2010. DynaCore has been a company that has consistently made money during that time, and it's been growing its profits and doing so organically, which is also pleasing to me. I like to see companies that don't have to go out and issue new shares all the time to stay alive. DynaCore has been generating profits and cash flow from its operations. Trades in Toronto under the symbol DNG. You can buy it in the U.S. as I have under the symbol DNGDF. Recently trading it at about $1.57 in U.S. money. 39 million shares outstanding, giving it a market cap of around $60, $62 million, somewhere in that range. Jean, thanks for joining me again today.
Good morning, Jay. It's a pleasure to be back on your show.
Oh, it's really good to have you. I like to have people who are successful, and you certainly have been. For many years in Peru, you've treated the people very well, and that always works well to treat people when you're playing in their backyard, to treat them well and with respect, and you've been very successful with your ore purchasing model. You buy the gold ore from small mom and pop operators in Peru. There's many of them. There are a lot of other companies that have tried to replicate your success. You're the only company that I know of, the only public company anyway that I know of in Peru that has been able to be successful year after year. What is your secret?
Well, you know, it looks like easy because we have a mill and ore is getting in and we operate a mill. Operating a mill is very simple. It's very easy, usually. You have your ore from your mine, you process that, you adjust your operation set point for that, and you process it. But in our case, we buy ore from more than 400 different mines, and so we have to select what kind of ore we can process and how to do this blending, how to pay that, analyze that very well. It's not easy at all. You have to build to a complete network of providers, and if you want to keep them, as you said in the introduction, we have to treat them very well. So it's all that together, you know. But it looks easy, but it's pretty difficult. But mostly it's to blend all these ores together and to know what you can buy and process and what you cannot buy with your equipment. So it's a long learning curve, and we took almost 10 years to do that. So now we've been in this business for more than 10 years, and it's going very well.
You open up a new 300 ton per day mill at Chala, Peru, to process the ore that you purchased from these miners. And you had a couple of natural disasters last year that I think set you back. But how are things going right now as we get into 2018? Is the mill operating well? Can you give us some guidance or some idea about how you expect to perform in 2018?
Yeah, sure. Last year we planned to be at 300 ton per day by mid 2017 because of these two natural disasters that you said. It has been delayed almost by 6 months. So we revised in August our target for the 2017, and we've got there. It was between 78 and 80,000 ounces of gold, and we have processed almost 79.8, something like this. So things finally have been delayed by 6 months, but we've got to the point where we wanted to be at 300 ton per day. We reached this point at the end of November 2017. So the first quarter this year will be as any first quarter of any year, a little bit lower because of the rainy season. It has been there since we began to work 20 years ago, and actually we are beginning February. It's exactly the same thing as anticipated, and we expect to be back at 300 ton per day rapidly after this raining season, and we still plan to increase the milling capacity to 360 ton per day before the end of 2018.
360, okay.
360, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So it means another 20% over what we have now. Are we going to be running at 360 ton per day? I don't know, but we should be between 300 and 360 before the end of this year. When 2019, well, we want to continue to expand that. As you probably know, We've been expanding our mill almost every year, but now we know that we can run at 300 tons per day on a very good stable way. So we'll continue this, and we have already the permit to go to 360 tons per day. So as soon as we'll see that we can buy more than 300 tons per day, we're going to start that, and in less than 3 months, we're going to have a capacity install of 360 tons per day. So 2018 should be our best year ever on the production side.
Do you have, I think it's, you're somewhat sensitive to the ore grades that you get, and you've been able to attract and pick and choose, as you sort of alluded to a minute ago, the kinds of ores that work best and the grades, and you've been able to attract high grades. Can you give our listeners some sense of the average millhead grade that goes through your mills?
Well, we have been, yes, on a very high grade. When we began this, we did the same thing all the others, but we have a very efficient mill, and I think we can say that we have probably the most efficient mill this kind in Peru. So we've been able to attract the high grade producers because of the higher recovery rate. And we have been up to last year much over our target. We target between 0.9 and 0.95 ounce per ton, and last year we have been over 1 to 1.1 ounce per ton, even sometimes over that. So we still have a very, very high grade, head grade, which is a very high grade there, and continues to be the same. We're surprised to see how high it's still, and we expect that 300 ton per day, and even at 360, this head grade should come down a little bit. But we continue to attract the highest grade producer in Peru, which is a very good thing.
Yeah, obviously, and you do have some competition down there, and you've been able to keep those grades up, even though new entries into the business. Your Challa project was supposed to bring with it some considerable cost savings. I think your energy factors or some other factors. Could you comment on Challa? And you've run it now for a little while. Do you see those cost savings, those cost factors to your benefit there at Challa over the previous mill?
Yeah, we see some. Mainly the cost saving comes from a bigger mill. So at full capacity, it reduced the fixed cost per ton, which we haven't really seen because we've got to the maximum capacity just at the end of the year, but it's going to be all there for all this year. We're going to have another one with ones connected to the, well, we are connected to the national grid, but we are low up to now to get no more than 150 kilowatt per hour, and we need 8 to 900 kilowatt per hour, almost 1,000 kilowatt per hour. And the company, the national company, has been delayed over a year and a half to build all the new system with the new electric substation. And we know that actually they're testing the new substation in the line. So we expect to have that in the coming weeks. We were told every month, it's going to be next month, it's going to be next month, it's going to be next month. Now what we know, they're testing the equipment. So they are in the final days or final weeks. So this should allow us to, once connected to the national grid, to save probably more than $500,000 per year in electric costs. Another good part is the tailing cost. The last tailing at Huanca, the old mill, was almost the cost was almost $15 per ton. And where we are now, we are under $2. We are somewhere between $1.50, $1.80 per ton, which is much lower. Better general operation, not just because the mill is bigger, but it has been designed for this this level of operation, so it's going better. We're gonna have savings there too, and all these savings will be in fact reflected in 2018 operation, because this year we're going to be operating for a large part of the year at full capacity. So there we're going to see these, but we already know tailing costs it's a saving of $12 to $13 per ton. National grid will give us an order. We don't have the final numbers here, but it's going to be probably somewhere between $6.5 and $7 per ton, better general operation, bigger operation. So we really see these reflected in the 2018 results. But it's going to be a good part.
Sure. Okay. You, how many ounces did you produce last year? 78,000? Was it 79,000?
Our target was between 78 and 80,000, and we produced 79,800 something ounces, or very, very close to 80,000 ounces of gold.
Okay, and your guidance for this year, what do you expect you can do? I know they're within a range because you don't know exactly what your grades are going to be and so forth, but do you have a target for ounces produced or just tons produced?
The tons produced should be probably around 100,000. Somewhere there, but the ounces we're gonna see. We expect to publish these numbers beginning of March.
Okay,
we'll see how the year begins with this rainy season. But we have already a pretty good idea, but it's gonna be published at the beginning of March. Our target for this year, 2018.
All right. With respect to Chala, you have growth prospects beyond the 360 ton per day, or is that pretty much what you see at this time?
Well, we built this mill at 300 ton per day, and it has been designed to be upgraded in different steps. 360, that's after that 450, and up to 600 ton per day if there is a market for that. We know that we're processing at 300 ton per day. We've been processing in November, December. We will reach again that point probably just after the rainy season. And we expect to be at 360 by the end of this year. At 360, there we're going to be able to evaluate when we can expect to be at 450. But actually, we'd say that we're preparing to be able to expand the milling capacity at 450 around that somewhere in 2019. We're gonna see how it's going this year, but by the end of next year, or beginning of the following year. But it's still there. We know that we'll be able to go to 450. Over that, well, we'll see when we're gonna be there, up to what we can continue to go. But for the moment, we have these two steps in line: 360 and going later on to 450 ton per day.
Right, and doing it, of course, financing all that organically is what you always do. Well, I have to ask you about Tumipampa, because one of the things that always attracted me to your story was you're able to generate cash flow to grow organically, and you had this very exciting target at Tumipampa in Peru, and that had a high-grade underground vein system in it that I think you were talking about possibly producing from sometime, but it also had a large-scale porphyry skarn target. And this is a project that is in the middle of some other gigantic, large-scale, you know, huge mining company operations. Talk to us a little bit, with just a couple of minutes left, about Tumipampa and what your plans are there.
Well, we actually are preparing, evaluating everything. We have developed explored substantially the veins in the past. We had the skarn and the porphyry where we did some surface exploration, some drilling, and we discovered just before we had to stop drilling almost 2 years ago in Tumipampa because we were in negotiation with the local communities. We discovered a new disseminated zone. And since then, we have done a lot of surface sampling, geophysical and surface sampling on this disseminated. And we have identified this zone very precisely, which is about 350 by 600 meters. And it looks like it's disseminated on the surface. And it's just in the direction of where are going the veins. So we did much work on the veins themselves, but now it looks like the source of these veins come just underground this disseminated. So we're very excited about that, and we're preparing a new drilling campaign which should begin just after the rainy season. We just published that we've got this new deal with the local community. Now we're applying for the new extended exploration permit for the property with this deal with the local community, and this permit is not very long. long. Usually it's about a couple of months to get it once you get your deal with the local community. So we expect to be ready to start drilling by the beginning of May of this year. So our main target there will be the disseminated. Why? Because, well, we know that what we have around the veins, but if the source is just there under this disseminated, this disseminated could be a huge gold deposit. The skarn is more, it's copper gold, but it's more copper, which is not exactly our target. It's still there, but for this year and next year, we'll concentrate on this disseminated, and we already, we have already prepared a budget for that. We should spend this year at least $1.2 million just on drilling on the property, and the same thing for next year, something that we could accelerate if the results are good. So we'll come up in the coming 2 months before at the end of the raining season with a more detailed exploration campaign on that. But we're very, how you say that, very eager to start again this this exploration there.
Well, rightfully so. I think it's a very exciting story, and I'll certainly be looking forward to your press releases regarding your drill program there at Tumi Pampa and keeping up with all you're doing. I mean, you've just done a remarkable job there with this company over the years, Jean, and I want to thank you so much for all the good work you're doing for your shareholders, of which I am one. And anything else you'd like to leave with our listeners before we conclude our discussion today?
Yeah, well, and maybe a couple of points here. You know that we had a debt of $7 million. We did that to have enough cash flow to run the mill, the new mill. And we had to pay this debt before January 2019. We've been able to reimburse the complete debt in December of 2019.
Great, wonderful,
much more and faster than planned before. So it means that on the cash flow side, the business has been very, very good last year. We've been able to do that. So today, we don't have any debt. We're debt-free. Something to check this year is going to be the cash flow generated with this mill. Because last year we've been in a process of increasing production through the year. We've got these two natural large problems which delayed our planned work by 6 months. But this year we should be running at almost full capacity. So we're going to generate a very good cash flow this year. And the other point will be this next drilling campaign on Tumi Pampa going for the almost the first time. We've got just some drills done close to the disseminated zone, but we haven't done much there. But we've got very good surface results on this part, and we are very, very eager to see what's going to be the result there. So this is maybe the main point to take in account right now. You know, debt-free, we're now generating a lot of cash flow and the new drilling campaign there. So,
Tumi Pampa, indeed. And the fact that you only have 39 million shares outstanding means that if you come across something that's really significant, these shares could really fly. In addition, you're also building your bread and butter, your core business, doing very well as well. I want to thank you very much for being with us. We are out of time. It's a great story, and I hope you'll come back and tell us more, update us sometime in the future. Thank you so much for being with us.